The itinerant workman might seem to be a thing of the past, but that's not actually true. 70-year-old Pasquale Spensieri sharpens knives and scissors for upholstery shops, restaurants, and pizza parlors around New York City. He learned the trade from his father, who during the Depression carried a pedal-operated grinding machine strapped to his back. Today, Pasquale Spensieri has a truck. His grinder is motorized, but he still spends his days roaming around New York looking for dull blades. Every Wednesday, we've been presenting New York Works, a look at jobs that are slowly vanishing in that city. Today, from independent producer Joe Richman, we get the story of one of the city's last grinders.
My name is Pasquale Spensieri, and I'm a scissor sharpener, a knife sharpener. This is my truck. This is my office. This is my workplace. When I hear the bell, sometimes they get confused. One time an old lady came to me and says, give me a chocolate. I says, no, I don't sell ice cream here. You got the wrong truck. We're on New York Avenue and 52nd Street. This is a fabric store. We go see my customer. Come on in. How are you? Does it need any scissors sharpened to me?
I do, but I don't know where my scissors are.
Come on. We got to do some work over here.
Yeah, okay, here.
Give it to me.
Hey, look, what happened to this scissor?
This you can't close no more. You see, the plastic. Throw it away.
Throw it away.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back. Now we have a 2, 4, 5 pair of scissors we got to do. We got to go to work. Knives are much easier than scissors. It's a knife, it's straight. It's easy. Scissors, it's not so easy. You gotta know what you're doing. Some people, they think this is a very low-class business, that you go around and ask people, like you're a low-class or something. That's what makes you feel better sometimes. But me, I got my own here. I could do whatever I want. You know, I did this all my life and I still like to do. I enjoy the sharpening the scissors. I'm attached to the grindstone.
Okay.
Very good. See it sometime if you do too fast, they think you didn't do a good job. So that's why it says sometimes I sit down with my newspaper. Just take a couple of minutes more and you go back. Okay, lady, says it ready.
Great, great.
Oh. Okay, I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Okay, well, that's one stop. Keep moving. Can't stay in one place. My father used to do this business, my uncle. They started in 1930, Depression time, 30 or 31, I don't know. But they used to walk in the street, looking for work. They used to go around with the little thing on the shoulder. A little thing with a stone on. Then they used to have a little bell in the hand. Ding, 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 ding. They used to go around and scream. Knife shop and scissor shop and arrotino. Arrotino means a grinder. That was a tough job. Now I gotta be a grinder myself. Oh, what a noisy city, huh? We're in Brooklyn, 47th Street now, and it's Borough Park. Yo, how are you? I know a lot of people. Borough Park is mine. I used to go to all the way downtown Brooklyn, Flushing Avenue, all the way on the other side. There used to be a lot of shops down there, the factories. I used to stop in one building, I stay all day. I used to go to a place that was 300 people over there. Everyone, each one had a scissors. Pick them up and sharpen and bring them back. There was plenty of work for everybody. Today it's different. You don't even see a grind anymore. It's finished.
Open the door, Moshi.
Hey, look who's here.
Good morning, Blitz.
Hey, I thought you only worked for me.
I just came in. You need anything?
Yeah, might as well see here already.
All right.
Back to normal?
Yeah, pretty good. Not too bad, but I had cramps in my hands all day. Well, whatever. Let's go. I got to go to work.
Yeah. Goodbye. Good luck. Take care.
Take care. Nice seeing you. Bye-bye. I'm 70 years old. I can't work no more like I used to do. I used to work 12 hours a day. You know, nobody wants to stop. Sometimes you want to work until you die. Otherwise, it dull up. My brains, it get dull. It's not easy. Like the winter time, you're cold in and out. The summer is hot in here. But that's my trade. I pass my life on the truck. I'm a grinder. Finito.
Our series, New York Works, is produced by Joe Richman and Emily Botine, with help from Ben Shapiro. The editor is Deborah George. The series is a collaboration between Radio Diaries and WNYC's The Next Big Thing. Next week, we'll visit one of the last commercial fishermen in New York City. For more information about New York Works, visit our website, npr.org.